Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Man's Voice here on this very different Sunday. There's so many things going on out there. A lot of them, of course, is challenged by this COVID-19 and all the things that go with COVID-19. But one of the things that really has got me concerned is most people do not know that there is a thing called the long COVID. And now long COVID, and we're wondering why all these people are going crazy shooting and all this is going on. And something I said a little time ago, we discussed that it's possible that this disease is affecting you more than it did. Well, they finally came out with a report that long COVID affects between 10% and 30% of adults infected with the coronavirus. And not only that, but estimates from the handful of studies of children so far range widely. At an April congressional hearing, Dr. Collins, director of the National Institute of Health, cited one study suggested that between 11% and 15% of infected youths might end up with the long challenge. And for those of us who have kids going to school, we need to know about it because these challenges facing young patients come as pediatric COVID-19 cases are rising really fast. And with this, the fact that well under half of the 12 to 17-year-olds are fully vaccinated and are coming up with this long COVID. And COVID is causing debilitating issues that disrupt their schooling, their sleep, their extracurricular activities, and all their aspects of life. It's causing a big push in that they are no longer able to concentrate. They're no longer able to sleep. And then once you start falling behind and you have long COVID, there's no way to catch up until until it figures itself out. There was a young man who recently had it, and he could barely leave his bed for 35 days. And he was so dizzy that he had to sit around because he felt like if he went in the shower, he would faint in the shower. And when he returned to school, which was in Dallas, he had brain fog that caused him to see numbers falling off the page, and this was a AAA student. And when he turned in his papers, the teacher gave it back saying, is this note, this is scratching that you did? It was really affecting. And we need to really be concerned and take care of our children as men and know this because they're saying a doomsday variant worse than the Delta. And there's another one called Lambada, may be coming soon, scientists are saying. Scientists are saying it's going to get worse. So as men on this show, The Man's Voice, we need to put the word out that we need to pay attention. And when our kids are starting to fall behind, it's not that they want to, it's that they might have this, and we need to be very concerned. And that the vaccinated kids are the ones getting this virus. Wow. Bruce, what are your thoughts?
Well, the situation with the oncoming different COVID viruses is a freight train. We're never, if you think of it this way, we're never going to get out from under what the next one and the next one and the next one's going to be for, dare I say, years. So what we're doing now is not going to solve the problem. Just reporting on the next version and its symptoms and controlling more and more and more, if we totally shut down the economy again, we won't have anything to go back to. It won't matter whether you're healthy, sick, or well, because we'll all be on welfare till the funds run out. So that's not the solution. I mean, there will always probably be, I think we a lot of us would agree, there'll be some derivation of this disease for maybe many years to come, just like the flu is different every year. And in some cases, it's deadlier than some of these COVID viruses. So we have to figure out, as I've said before, a more logical way to educate, truly educate, and then let people self-regulate. I know that's very uncomfortable and very unpopular, but you cannot police state this out of existence. It won't work. They'll just be one after another. I guess that's what I can say as an opening salvo.
You know, scientists are saying there are 100,000 cases a day now, new cases every day. Ron, what are your thoughts?
Well, lots and lots and lots of thoughts, and but I'll start with some news. There's been a breakthrough in my family, and I don't mean breakthrough COVID case. Actually, one of my two brothers, I have two brothers, and they were both unvaccinated. One finally got the vaccine, as well as his wife, so I'm really happy about that. There's still the one brother who I'm most concerned about because he works in the public school system, and he refuses to be vaccinated, which is his right. But here are my thoughts. So Florida leads the country yet again in the total number of cases, and Louisiana is right behind Florida. And if you look at Florida and Louisiana and you looked at them as countries, they would be number one and number two in the entire world in terms of number of infections right now. That's mind-boggling. That's not acceptable. And to me, there's only one reason why that's the case, and we've talked about this many times, so I'm not going to get into it, but it all boils down to politics in my mind. The second point, and actually it's a very scary thought that I had a few days ago, and Bruce, it kind of goes along with what you were saying, is the fact that, you know, we can't vaccinate ourselves out of this. I don't totally disagree with that. And the reason I say that is we can get every single American to get the two vaccines or one vaccine if it's Johnson & Johnson, whatever, and we could get every single American to get a booster shot. But that's still not going to solve the problem because there's no way that we can completely make this country be a vacuum and close the borders and not have any more international travel. And guess what? In the rest of the world, less than 2% of the world's population is fully vaccinated. So we're in this for the long haul, I'm afraid. Very scary thought.
Right. It really is. Michael, what are your thoughts? And I really want to be concerned about we're looking at our children also, because it seems that, and this thing called the long COVID is something new that's just coming out that it's not going to go away very soon. So, Michael, what are your thoughts? Michael, you there? Michael is
yeah, can you guys hear me?
There we go. There we go.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Okay, I agree with both Ron and I agree with Bruce as well. I agree with Ron on the fact that as long as we got the borders open, then to me it's like we're pouring water into a bucket with a hole in it. That's just what it feels like. I live here in California where there's a large influx of immigrants coming across the border every day, and they're not vaccinated. So they're bringing it into our country, bringing it into my state here in California. And over the last few days, I've been feeling ill, so I'm going to go get tested myself because I hope I don't have coronavirus right now. It's spreading like wildfire here in California, and like you said, Florida and Louisiana. I really think, and I know it sounds crazy, we're going to have to shut the borders down. We're going to have to ban international travel, and we're going to have to get this under control because it's spinning out of control, and it just does not look good. Guys, it's literally been a year, it's been 18 months, almost 2 years since we've been battling this. And it just seems like we've gotten nowhere. So I just think it's time we need to, I think it's time the federal government need to just step all the way up and let's get this under control.
You know, tomorrow Canada's reopening its borders for U.S. Tourists. And I would think they're probably going to close it down by the end of the day. But anyway, what about you, Don? What are your thoughts? I know you have kids, too, going back to school, and this is getting crazy. What are your thoughts?
Man, you know something, David? We're at a pivotal point in life and in this country right now. I couldn't agree with my brothers on this call any more than what has been said. They were right on target. But living here in Florida is totally ridiculous. I mean, we got a situation where COVID-19 and the new Delta virus and everything has been so politicized. It's been politically driven. Instead of dealing with the scientists and the medicine and the professionals that know how to handle this, like Dr. Fauci and the rest of the CDC people that deal with this on a regular basis, we've got politics in the game. To be exact, Ron Killer DeSantis is a major factor here in the state of Florida. This man has told the school district, if you mandate that children must wear a mask, I'll stop the funding from coming into the schools. Now, how stupid can you get? We got to protect our young people. And the thing is, the mask is the only defense we got right now. Look, we can't vaccinate them because they're not of age and no vaccine has been approved. The children are getting ready to go back to school. Picture them walking into schools here in the state of Florida and no masks. And say if one or two of them get COVID, should we shut the entire school district down? It's stupid. They need to wear their masks. And then 90% of the hospitals are full of unvaccinated people. 90% are unvaccinated that have died. We've got to do something. I say that businesses must make it mandatory, wear your mask, and then incentives for getting the vaccine and the federal government, we need to make it mandatory. All employees must be vaccinated and entering a government building, you must wear your mask. There needs to be some leadership in this. Like it was said before on this call, we're going to be dealing with this for quite some time. But let's stay with the facts. Let's stay with the medicine. Take the politics out. I rest my case,
Don,
David.
Don, I don't know if you heard, but here in Miami-Dade County, it is going to be mandatory for all government employees to be vaccinated by August 23rd, I believe it is, or something like that. Have you heard that?
Yeah. Yes, I have. And also, let me say this. Broward County is in a situation where the school district has told DeSantis, we want all of our teachers and students wearing masks. So he's going to hold back the funds. And let's look at it like this. When you hold back funds, when we talk about funds, we're talking about $15,000 average per year per student in the public school system.
Wow.
Which is going to force them to go to private schools.
Sure.
And then
can
there's
I
a
add
grant
something?
If you want.
Can I add something to what you said, Don?
Yes, sir.
I agree with you. We have to be smart. On both sides, Republican, Democrat, left, right, and all that kind of stuff, even though I agree it should not be political, it is. We can't seem to shake that. But you said we need definite, strong, capable leadership. Well, as soon as you said that, I understand you were implying the state of Florida. But how about the United States of America? We are letting people like a leaky sieve just walk into this country. We're putting them on buses, maybe some minor testing at best, and salting them all over the continental U.S., not even keeping track of them. Now, how much of an effect is that on all of this? That's much greater. The people in Florida, like yourself, and more importantly in the border states of Mexico, they are being bombarded by unknown virus-carrying people. And then they're spread out all over the continental United States. That leadership is even more – that and I'll quit. That leadership is even more important than one state. That's all the states. Okay, I'm done.
Well, Bruce, I'm going to speak from a local level right now. Of course, Michael nailed it in California, and I don't think anybody can speak on California any better than him and what he said, because that's where the majority of the aliens are coming in California and Texas. However, I want to take care of home right now, Bruce, because we got a mess in Florida, and I got two grandkids that are looking to go to school, and I'm very uneasy. I don't want to say I'm fearful, because I know we're fighting a spiritual war with this vaccine and this COVID situation, but the thing is, I'm very mindful of the facts, and it is a fact that if you wear your mask, you don't. It cuts down on your chances of catching COVID. And with this younger generation, as David alluded to earlier, I'm concerned about our children. What happens when each school gets five people with COVID? Should we shut the schools down across the country? What's going to happen? We're going to have to deal with this, gentlemen. We're going to have to deal with it. We might as well face it.
All right. So, what are your thoughts?
Well, out here, it really isn't I would say it's important, but people aren't getting vaccinated. I believe that the government isn't requiring that it's done, and there's no immediate threat because the upper state government really doesn't care all that much, because what they care about is getting tourism open, because that's the majority of the economy here. I hope that things improve, and I would say this, like, if people had just stayed home and, like, when this first started and let COVID die out, but people wanted to go shop, people were very defiant, like, oh, you can't tell me where to go. I'm going to go shopping if I damn well please, and those are the people that get the COVID and spread it around. We wouldn't be at this point, and it wouldn't have gone on this long, but you know, we share this country and we share this planet with stupid people, and we have to accommodate for those stupid people.
Well, all right, Darius, what are your thoughts?
I feel as if you can just play a tape of the show from last week and the week before that and the week before that. When Ron and Don keeps blaming Ron DeSantis and politics, and I keep telling you what the facts say. You guys keep saying that, oh, we need to follow the science. We need to listen to the CDC, listen to the experts. Well, if you look at the data, there's no data that shows, that displays that wearing masks or having a mask mandate is effective against COVID. I mean, I pointed out the stats to you guys, but you refuse to look at it. You talk about Florida and Louisiana, but you fail to mention New York, California. Fail to mention these other states that have very, very strict mask mandates, and they're still within the top 10 of the nation. There is no clear science that shows that the states with the strictest mandates of wearing masks and social distancing and lockdowns have never been the states like Florida. It's just not true. And when we talk about the science regarding our kids, you say, oh, I'm worried about our kids, I'm concerned. We're all concerned about our kids. But the data shows that it's pretty much non-existent among kids. So the schools are not in any jeopardy at all, guys. If you look at the schools, like here in Georgia where I am, some of the schools have never closed. They closed maybe a month after the COVID virus started. And then even then, they opened up the preschools, the daycare centers, the camps, the private schools. They never closed. And there's no rash of children with COVID. And then we're talking about this thing still as if, oh, people are dying. And yeah, people are dying, but relative to the other causes of death in our nation, according to the CDC, which you guys hold in such high esteem, COVID isn't even in the top 15 causes of death. This year, we've got less than 500 deaths this year. Guys, look at the numbers. I'm telling you, you're fear-mongering right now because this is not what they're saying it is. And our kids, we got to open back up the economy. We got to open back up the schools because one thing I do agree with is that what David was talking about earlier, like things are getting worse. Well, Don is a spiritual, God-fearing man. If you read Revelations, you'll know that, yeah, it is going to get worse. So the answer is not to restrict movement and to shut down commerce and lock everything down. The answer is for us to keep going about our business, practicing safe procedures and behaviors, but we cannot shut down. And I'm sorry, Sohail, normally I agree with you on most things, but staying inside and shutting everything down would not have made COVID go away. It's not the boogeyman. It's not the weather. It's not like you stay inside until it stops to rain. Once again,
Darius,
Darius,
I'd like to respond to what you said. I kind of agree with what you said, but however, I don't think we have a politician on the green earth in the United States would subscribe to shutting down anymore. The economy has become such an important factor in our capitalist society that we'll never shut this thing down again because we did that before. However, you said something before. Let me ask you this. Do you wear a mask?
I wear a mask in places where it's required. But on my own, would I wear a mask? No, I don't. But if I go into a business and they require masks, then I respect that. I respect the request and I put it on.
Darius, you know, I got to weigh in on this, please.
Hey, Michael, I want you to come in, but let me ask my second question then. I'm also, have you been vaccinated?
That's against HIPAA, man. You're breaking HIPAA requirements.
I'll go ahead
and waive my HIPAA rights, and I'll tell you that, no, I haven't been vaccinated yet.
Okay, remember, a lot of people listen to what you say, okay? Just remember that.
I'd like to throw out one of the questions.
I'm well aware.
I don't know if Darius knows, but in the United States of America for this year, there have been 616,000 deaths. 64,000 of them came from California, and then followed by Texas, Florida, New York, and Illinois. So the 500 people you said died, they have lots of company. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, Darius, obviously you and I are on different sides of the aisle and we disagree on a lot of things, but I've always admired your intelligence. I've always considered you to be a very intelligent man. That is the most unintelligent idea I've ever heard you give, Darius. For you to downplay coronavirus, 600,000 people dead, you just heard the stats, for you to downplay that like it's just the common cold and we just need to move forward and not do anything about it, Darius, coronavirus is serious, my brother. I'm over here gasping for air, sweating right now. I'm really under the weather because I may have this. Not only are people dying from it, I don't want anybody to feel the way I feel right now. I don't want anybody to go through the suffering and the pain of having this virus. And so for you to just downplay it like it's just no big deal and we just need to move on, Darius, that's very unintelligent of you to think like that, my man.
But Michael,
Bruce, can I reply to that, though, first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, all right. Michael, I respect you and your opinion a whole lot, man. So I'm going to start off by saying, if you think I was saying that COVID is no big deal, if you think I was downplaying COVID, then that's the most unintelligent interpretation of what I said that I've ever heard. So let's go with that first. I never downplayed it. I never said that it's not important. I never said that these people dying were not significant. What I said was it's not ranked even in the top 15 of deaths this year, according to the CDC. And I stand by that because that's a fact. It's not an opinion. And no matter how you may feel about it, I do not want anybody to get sick. So I don't know where you get the notion that I feel like it's okay for people to contract COVID.
You said you don't wear your mask unless you have to. Why would you not wear a mask? The mask obviously is there to help. Okay, the mask does help.
Michael, you asked a question. Let me answer. If you show me the statistics of where wearing masks has helped, if you show me any numbers, because there's no scientific data that points out that masks have been effective, and I can show you quotes from your guy Fauci, who Don just said that's who we need to listen to. I can play tape from him last year saying that masks does very little to nothing, if anything at all. Now that came from Dr. Fauci himself.
Eric, that's when I say you sound unintelligent right now. It's just common sense that putting that mask over your nose and your mouth with both of those inhale and exhale germs, putting something to cover it up, it's just common sense that cover-up is going to block some of those germs. It's just common sense, Darius.
Show me the data. Don't tell me about common sense. We're talking about science, right? So show me the data where the states that have the strictest mask mandates have lower cases than COVID than the states that don't have them. Show me that. California, where you are, has the strictest mask mandates in the nation, and they're ranked number two in terms of COVID cases. So tell me how that works, Michael.
Hey, Darius, we just talked about it a few moments ago. Canada is about to open up. Canada shut down, and they did it right. They've had masks, and they also had the vaccine. Now, here's another thing, Darius. My God, man, this is a serious situation. I mean, we got to take it serious, Darius.
Gentlemen, let me pull in something right quick. I just pulled up Health System Tracker that tracks all the types of things in deaths, and it says COVID-19 is the number one cause of death in the U.S. in the early 2021s. In 2020, COVID became the third leading cause of death in the United States, exceeded only by cancer and heart disease. So for Darius to be saying it's not in the top 10, I think you need to pull up your statistics and look at it again.
I'm looking at it right now, David. I don't know what statistics you're looking at, but you just said cancer, heart disease. I have diabetes. I have lung pulmonary disease. I have automobile accidents. Let me see. I can go on and on.
What's your source, Darius?
Look at, the source is the CDC. I'm looking at the CDC statistics right now.
Hey, Darius, how about 600,000 dead people in 2 years? Is that not enough?
I didn't say it wasn't enough, Michael. I'm just saying it's not in the top 10, top 15 of deaths caused in the world. That's all that said. I didn't say it wasn't important. I'm just telling
you. A killer is a killer, gentlemen. A killer is a killer, regardless. And here's another thing, too. And the reason why the CDC keeps making changes there is because when you're fighting a war, the enemy always changes. They always shoot their smaller weapons first, and then they bring out the larger artillery. That's what we're expecting. That's what we know. It's going to continually change. So get ready for some more change. The more information we get, the more changes there's going to be.
Hey, I'm dying to know if Bruce is. Bruce, how do you? Are you vaccinated? Do you
want
to hear
about Bruce? Now it's my turn to jump in. Go ahead. What were you saying, Mike? Then I'll add my 2 cents.
Do you wear your mask, and are you vaccinated, Bruce?
I am vaccinated. I wear my mask when I feel it's appropriate to wear it, or if someone say I went somewhere and they said, well, I don't think I need to, but they say we want you to wear it, I'll wear it. So I will cooperate, yes. But it's an individual decision, and I was vaccinated because I chose to. The key word, chose to. It has to be an individual choice. Donald almost didn't, and then he decided to. I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm just saying his was an individual choice. We all are. But what I wanted to add, gentlemen, the top management of this country currently does not even want to address the biggest unknown that we have our hands around that are probably causing more of the academic, COVID to spread in this country than anything else. And that is the undocumented people that are pouring into this country. Why, gentlemen, are they not addressing that? They don't. Hold on. Then I'll listen. And they're not tracking them. They're sending them here and there. You don't even know what town they're in. I don't know if they're in my city. Michael, you don't know if they're in your city. None of us do. They're not tracking them. They're not controlling them. They're very, very little on medicine and so forth. So why is that totally ignored? I think I know why, but I'd like to hear your answer.
I absolutely agree with you, Bruce, 100%.
All right, gentlemen, I think we probably talked this to death, but right before we close, I want to throw something out there. The average, I pulled up the CDC and asked them, what was the average daily deaths in the United States? COVID-19 is 2,477, number one. Heart disease is 2068. Cancer is 1639. Alzheimer and dementia is 826. Then stroke at 434. Chronic lower respiratory, 414. And diabetes at 273. So, seems that COVID is beating everybody, killing more people than anyone else. But let's get out of that one. I'm going to bring that one to a close. We've spent all over 30 minutes on that, half the show on
but,
that.
But David, that, yeah. David, one last thing regarding COVID. It's important, and it's for Mike. You know, we're all sorry that you're not feeling well right now, and I know we all hope that you're not sick. But I heard this morning that if you do test positive, that you should go and get the monoclonal antibodies, I think it's what it's called. And I heard one of the leading experts, I don't know if you agree with that or not, but I heard that the sooner you get it when you're diagnosed positive, that the more it'll help you. So just food for thought.
And
thank you.
The Red Cross, you go to the Red Cross, you get them free because Red Cross is doing blood drives, and they're because they do it at my place, and they are dissecting the monoclonal antibodies and using them there. So if you go call the Red Cross, they will tell you to come there or where to go to get them. All right, gentlemen, I know that several times we have talked about guns. I think with COVID and with this long COVID thing that they're talking about, that's affecting your mental health, it's affecting your physical health, that's why a lot of their guns and shooting and people doing all kinds of strange things. So, but we've talked about gun control in the United States, and I found out just recently that Mexico is suing all the gun makers for the overflow of arms that are coming out of the U.S. to Mexico. So it looks like Mexico is jumping in on it. They think that the United States is the reason that all of their gun problems are happening, and they're suing all the gun makers and saying that you are allowing – You're giving the United States too many guns, and they're coming from the United States into Mexico, causing us issues. That's very strange. Darius, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, I want to reply to those numbers, these statistics that you gave, because it's very
misleading.
No, I
brought that to a close.
I know you did, but it just makes me look like I don't know what I'm talking about, because those statistics are misleading. They're doing an average based on how many people die in amount of time. But if you look at the total number of deaths, the leading causes, it's heart disease, cancer, accidents, lower respiratory, stroke, Alzheimer's, diabetes. It's not even in the top 10. That's my point. So
I think your numbers are
probably clear that up, man.
Well, I'm looking at
I
did too. That's where mine came from. Okay. Anyway, let's move on. Tell me about guns and why, you know, we all talked about guns on this. That's something that's getting old with this group, but we need to talk about it because it's causing a lot of issues. COVID and guns are causing a lot of people a lot of issues. And different, I mean, I saw the other day where some 13-year-old kid, 11-year-old kid, 5-year-old kid shooting guns, killing people. And I think it has a lot to do with COVID, because it's COVID is now causing mental issues in a lot of people. But for Mexico to be suing gun manufacturers because they believe their issue is the United States, then I think the United States, we haven't done anything, I think, enough to help other countries or to do anything. But what are your thoughts, Darius?
I believe that when you have a crime wave, it does not have anything to do with the Second Amendment. It doesn't have anything to do with gun ownership in America. And so when people say all these causes of, I mean, when they state all of the gun violence that's going on in the world and all that's caused for death, they try to attack the Second Amendment. Well, it's not the Second Amendment, because those people are not what's causing the crime waves and the major deaths in the country. Like I said, most of it is caused by handguns. The other part is caused by gang violence. It has nothing to do with, our rights as Americans to own guns. Now, are there a lot of guns that come from America to other countries? Absolutely, because there are more gun manufacturers here, and we have the Second Amendment. So wherever there is, a free society and guns are legal, then, yeah, of course we're going to have more here than anywhere else. But I just hate when that happens, because it always leads to an attack on our Second Amendment. And then abolishing the Second Amendment or restricting it, all it does is handicap tax-paying, law-abiding citizens.
David, I'd like to address what has been said concerning this issue.
Sure.
When we look at this issue, David, let's go straight to the point. Mexico is saying, I want to sue the gun manufacturers because they're making an exorbitant amount of guns that are coming into my country illegally, that's killing my people. They're not concerned with our amendments or any amendment that we may be trying to follow concerning gun rights. They're not concerned with that. They're saying, you guys are making too many guns and it's killing our people, and I want to sue you. That's what they're saying. And then on another level, locally and looking domestically, there are a ton of guns coming from Indiana into Illinois and Chicago, just killing people in Chicago. It's not coming from Illinois. The guns are coming from Illinois and Ohio. Why can't we stop it? Because the NRA is so strong politically in our country. Mexico is not concerned with that. They need to sue the hell out of them.
Well, Don, Mexico, if they want to really make a difference in their own country and maybe make a difference in ours, they need to see what the index finger is attached to that pulls a trigger. And that is a human being. That is not a gun. It cannot fire without a human being doing the wrong action. So why don't they go after the cause, not the instrument? I mean, it's pretty clear.
Yeah, and to that point, I mean, if the argument Mexico is making is that, hey, America, you guys are producing a product that's very harmful to our people, so therefore I'm going to sue you. Well, America can go, hey, Mexico, you guys produce a product, cocaine, that floods our market and is harmful to our people, so we're going to sue you right back. So that's kind of a slippery slope. I don't really think the lawsuit is going to go anywhere, but kudos to them for trying.
But and the fact is, if all of us tomorrow we were able to dissolve all the guns in the country, except for the illegal ones that they won't give or whatever, and none of us had the protection, and we decreased police protection by a significant amount, what do you think would happen? We would have anarchy in the streets like you would never believe. We need to be a country that protect, not only has the morals, but has the defense to protect those that don't want to practice them, good morals. And if
hey,
we
Bruce.
Don't have that, doesn't matter what weapons they have, they'll find a way to kill you or attack you or whatever the case may be.
Bruce, you can't regulate the heart, Bruce. You can't regulate the heart.
What's that?
You can't regulate the heart.
No, I'm not saying to regulate the heart. I'm not going to be able to change the moral of an inherently bad person, but I can sure protect ones that aren't against someone like that. And yes, some you can change the heart, but you're right, some you'll never change.
I think we've talked about gun control many times before, and I want to say that I think for the most part we all agree. Nobody's saying to get rid of the Second Amendment. I mean, I think we're all on the same page on that, if I'm not mistaken. Nobody is saying to get rid of law-abiding citizens that get guns legally to protect themselves. But I think everybody here would agree that we need to be tougher on the people, like you said, Bruce. People are the ones killing, not the guns. And Darius has said this. We need to be tougher on the people that actually kill other people. And sorry, no excuses. If you're convicted of murder and by shooting somebody with a gun, I think your rear end needs to go in jail for the rest of your life.
You know, actually, I'm one of the ones that think we should get rid of the Second Amendment, to be honest with you. So I'm just anti-gun. I think guns are the problem. I don't think it's the people are the problem. I think it's the gun. The fact that you have this product that anybody can just squeeze a little trigger and bullets fly out of it, bullets that will shred human beings, will kill people, will cut down trees, okay, that's a very dangerous product. I don't think we need that product on the market. I just don't.
So, Michael, any other significant piece of weaponry, and you and I could make a list a mile long, that could mortally wound or significantly hurt someone, are we going to outlaw all those because they're potential weapons? No.
Well, you've
got to
keep them out.
With
the Second Amendment, when the Constitution was written, they didn't have Uzis and semi-automatics and things like that. They had bayonets. So when they wrote the Second Amendment, they were thinking about bayonets, guys. They weren't thinking about the artillery that's on the street today.
I have no
Go ahead, Bruce.
I was just going to add, I have no problem regulating things that together we decide don't need to be on the market and regulate those harder. Doesn't mean the bad element won't use them or find them or even create them. But I don't have a problem with that. But also, when you said no one's against the Second Amendment, Ron, that's not true. Remember you said that and listen carefully just in the next week. I agree with I'm siding with you, but the statement that no one wants to undo the Second Amendment, I mean, get away with the Second Amendment.
No, I'm talking about
Michael,
us. I'm,
you just
I'm
heard Michael
about...
say he doesn't want it at all.
Yeah, well, you know, here's the bottom line. Every other country in the world, civilized countries in the Western Hemisphere that don't allow their citizens to buy guns like we do, they have far less shootings and mass shootings than we do, period.
Hey, Ron, do you think if the Founding Fathers would have had access to the type of artillery we have now, you still think they would have put that in the Constitution?
No, of course not.
No way.
I just want to say, based on Michael's theory that we blame the gun and not the person killing it, then we should go ahead and outlaw hammers and knives as well, because they kill more people area than guns. So let's go ahead and outlaw knives and hammers too, Michael.
See, you're splitting hairs now. You're splitting hairs. Come on, bro.
How is that splitting hairs? It's the same theory.
Okay, because I'll explain to you how. Because a gun, when you pull the trigger, that bullet can travel hundreds of yards. That hammer, if I throw it, I doubt it's going to go 100 yards. So there's the answer to your question, Darius.
Are you blaming the hammer or the person throwing the hammer? Which one? Because I'm confused.
Okay, let me say it again. The gun, if I pull the trigger, that bullet will travel for miles. Okay, if I throw a hammer, it ain't going to go that far. So the gun is way more dangerous than the hammer.
If who pulls the trigger, Michael?
Anybody. Any fool can pick up a gun and shoot it.
And anybody can pick up a hammer and knock you over the head and kill you with it. So you cannot blame the instrument. It's the action. We should ban automobiles if that's the case, because far more people are killed in automobile accidents. Or we should blame alcohol for people who drive and drink. I mean, drink and drive. Come on, Michael. I mean, at some point, people have to accept personal responsibility for their actions. And therefore,
okay, Dennis, I hope this just brings your argument down real quick. When you go to war, you don't take an automobile. You take a gun.
What I'm saying to you, Michael, is when you do that, what you're doing is you're punishing the law-abiding citizens and responsible citizens for the irresponsible lawbreakers. That's what I'm saying to you. And the only
and also,
people that will
and
have
also,
guns,
Michael, when we go to war, we flip a button or press a lever, and we can level an entire city. We've done it before. So,
all right,
I mean,
gentlemen.
Degree of weaponry doesn't solve the problem. It's the responsibility of the person handling them.
So put them all in jail for life.
The ones that you said, Ron, that are guilty and found guilty as charged, maximum penalty should not be a problem. That should be done.
All right, gentlemen.
Truly
I want to bring back a little bit. It's funny. I got this email that asked Darius, were you born in the country and there was no other houses or people around you? When did you come out? That was funny. Anyway. Anyway. Bruce,
yeah.
Tell me about the realtor who was showing a home to a black father and son and got arrested there. Now, my understanding is that we talk about race relations in the United States and how they're going. And when these kinds of things happen, don't you think that it's because of an issue with police not knowing, you know, what's going on? But actually, it was a neighbor who called. Are you familiar with this case?
Not that particular case, but the premise. It happens. We have issues with race all over the country for all kinds of very bad reasons. And true racism is wrong. I think we all agree with that. These derivations of what we want to call, I don't know what, that isn't racism. We're calling everything, too many things, not everything, too many things, racism to divide and conquer almost. We're never going to come together if every time we turn around, someone doesn't like your opinion, David, or someone doesn't like mine and says, well, both of us are racist for different reasons. That's ridiculous. I mean,
you know,
this show right here illustrates we can constructively disagree and come up with ways possibly to make solutions and wish each other well at the end of the day. And other people would say, oh, they're all a bunch of racists. Well, that's ridiculous. We're not.
Hey, Bruce, do you think part of the problem is that for 270 years in this country, there were no other diverse opinions other than the white man? And over the last 10 years, more diverse opinions have been entering the fray. So therefore, that may be the problem.
I don't, Michael, I have no problem. You've heard me say this. We've talked about this. I have no problem bringing to light the fray, as you call it, that has been suppressed. That's part of real history. So we can all learn the whole history, good, the bad, and the ugly. This country was not, we didn't lay a golden egg and it sprouted from that. It was a massive struggle of which a number of actions and things and the way people were treated were probably wrong or are wrong. But eliminating another part of the history and just taking an element now and say, this is all we're going to talk about and we're going to slant it certain ways is wrong. History, you don't have to slant history. History is like truth. It's always the same. It doesn't change. It just has to be enlightened in its total picture. Couldn't agree with that more.
I think the problem, as I just said, Bruce, is that for 270 years, it was the story that was the white man's story. So over the last 10, 15 years, we've been wanting to interject our stories, meaning minorities, gay, black, Asians in America. And I think that's the problem, that white guys like you get very uncomfortable because that's your 200-year story. You don't want to change
Michael, stop. Why, how do you dare say I'm uncomfortable with that? I just told you I'm not. I get annoyed with people that cover themselves up by saying, oh, you don't want to hear this. There's a lot of people that want to hear the total truth. So what are you afraid of? Why don't you want the whole truth to come out and become the whole history of this country? That's what it should be. And the fact that it was sequestered to some degree, as you say, for a very long generation, that's wrong. So we bring it out now. So why do you keep going back to the fact that certain people like me don't want to hear it? That's crap. I want to hear it. I'm the one that keeps saying, let's talk about all of it.
Okay,
you're
but
the
you
one
not
that
agree that
it.
There are a lot of people who look like you that don't want to hear it, like Tucker Carlson and all those
like minorities too, Michael, that don't agree with you too. You're right, but don't generalize. You got to go. You and I have talked about this. You got to go one-on-one with people because that's how you solve problems and make advancement. This grouping
hey,
of
Bruce,
people.
Let me ask you a question,
wrong.
Please. Hey, Bruce,
yeah.
Let me ask you a question, please.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
And we heard what you said, and we concur that you want the whole story changed and the whole story told. What would you say to people that look like you? How do you get
what
them
mean, what
to
What would
understand?
I say to them?
Can I finish asking the question?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What would you say to people that look like you that don't want the story told and suppress the story? What would you say to people that look like you and are in your sphere of influence?
Oh, that's easy. I would tell them, if you truly want to know what made this country and got us to the point we're at now, to where we're at now, you need to know the paths we traveled to get there. And I would ask the same of you, Don. What would you say to someone that looks like you that doesn't want to hear the whole story? I would like to think your answer would be pretty similar.
Gentlemen,
you didn't
gonna,
answer my question.
But wait, we're coming to the last.
I didn't
couple
answer
minutes
your question.
Of course
show. I did.
Yes, hold on. We're coming to the end of the show, and I want to, before we do that, we all know that the United States is very fragile right now, and it's very tense, and we know that. That they are now saying people who were back on their rent, that rent is now due and a lot of people are being evicted. Well, New York also now is allowing property seizures for people who have unpaid utility bills. So if you have a couple of months, 90 days of gas, water, light bill, they'll come and seize your house. Don't you think governments should be at this time trying to help the community rather than hurting the community? Jeremiah, we haven't heard from you today. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, that seems pretty bad there. I think that we should, as a nation, still trying to transition out of post-pandemic situations. I think that's very unfortunate. It's horrible. I know there are a lot of agencies out there that are helping people with paying their rent and catching up on things. But someone as a public figure or in government needs to speak up and let's put New York to a stop to hurting our people in the U.S.
It just seems to me it's going to be a big war in New York. A lot of people are going to be more. We need to really take the guns out of New York right about now.
Yeah, because go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, just like we were just previously speaking about guns. So, I mean, things are going to get crazy. I mean, riots can start. Police is going to be on high alert. You know, shootings, things like that. So. You know, people are not just going to let you come and take things from them, knowing that what we've been through the last year or two, that's not going to be
right.
Easy.
All right. All right. So it's about time. We only got like 5 minutes left in the show, but I know there were a lot of things about the Olympics. Let me bring the sports section in, Spencer. The United States got, you know, more gold, but I've heard from several people that it's because the rich countries always do that. But tell us about your thoughts on the Olympics, and we only got a few minutes left in the show, so if you could do it within the next couple of minutes.
Yes, United States did win, has the most gold and the most medals overall, but that all happened on the last day with the women's volleyball team winning their gold medal match. So it's 39-38. So it's only by one, and we just have the best athletes. You know, in my opinion, in certain aspects, you know, we take a lot of track and field and swimming and things of that nature, archery. So it's not just about the risk countries. But not to be biased, I would say that our athletes do have somewhat of a better way to train and practice. So facilities might be a little better. So, yeah, there is somewhat of an advantage. And certain aspects. I mean, if you look at Jamaica and track and field, you know, they're not as rich as us, but they just dominate. As we have seen in the last couple of Olympics, you know, it doesn't matter. They go out there and train very hard, and they're able to compete with the best. So we look at this thing in certain aspects, other countries just does well.
The women's basketball team, this is the seventh straight year that they've gotten gold, but they're not women's basketball isn't as popular as men's in the United States, but the team seems to be seven straight years of gold. That's pretty good.
Yeah, they tied the men in that streak.
Wow.
Oh, did they? I thought we just had four straight golds, because didn't we lose gold in one not too long ago, and the Olympics came in like bronze or silver, something like that?
Well, the women did seven, and the men have done seven in the past. It wasn't recent. It was back in, wasn't it the 40s and the 50s or something like that? They did seven in a row.
Yes, and if we're speaking of Olympics, I think the women showed up and showed out. They got a lot of headlines, whether it's track and field, whether it's gymnastics, swimming. I think they showed up and showed out a lot in the Olympics, and they deserve a lot of credit just all around the board, all the women, but particularly U.S. women and our athletes and what we were able to accomplish while we're there. You know, like I said, with this gymnastics and gold and Simone Biles coming back to win bronze and the beans, but this USA basketball, females winning gold, volleyball winning gold. I think when she's 35-year-old, Allyson Felix winning gold in the 4x4, taking bronze in the 400. Swimming. I think Katie Ledecky won the 800 and the 1500. It's the first time that happened. Archery, you know, it's just a lot of things in the Olympics that was good for the women's. And, you know, the men's, on the men's side, kudos to the basketball team for coming through when we all thought they was going to, you know, fail and what's going on with USA basketball. But Durant showed out, brought all the young guys together and showed them how to win a gold. So kudos to them for doing that.
Spencer?
All right. Hold on, Spencer. Spencer, so the most valuable team in the NFL right now seems to be who? Dallas Cowboys. They $6.5 billion.
For some reason.
Don't know
why. I guess it's just that stadium. It's just the stadium and Jerry Jones. It just keeps going up and up. Don't know why. They don't have to win no more Super Bowls, but they'll still some reason be the most viable team. Everybody from the past is still on the Dallas Cowboys bandwagon, I guess. So, you know, that's just what it's going to be for now. Don't know why.
Okay. Well, Thank you for, thank you for that. But
oh, one more thing.
We're down 10 seconds. Come on.
NBA, I want to say the Lakers got Russell Westbrook. Big addition.
Yeah, yeah.
My prediction is the Lakers versus the big three out in Brooklyn, a healthy Harden, healthy Durant, and a healthy Kyrie. That's my prediction for the finals. Lakers versus Brooklyn, East Coast versus West Coast.
Well, we want to thank everybody for listening, and we'll be back next week. I know that Darius sent me a message. He did say 500 or 5,000 or something like that, but he meant 500,000. So I think we'll go back and listen to his numbers because I do think he was probably right. But we will be back next week, same time. And thanks, guys. Everybody have a great week. Bye, guys.
Bye. Be blessed. Be blessed and be safe.
Hey, I hope you feel better, Michael. God bless.
Yeah. Yeah.